my God is, but when he speaks to me, I listen clearly. Call up voices in my head, oh heroes in my headphones today. You ever hear your name spoken in a song that doesn't exist? Yesterday I was by myself, surrounded by people all day. Don't cry, but the candle's burning, I've got nothing else to live for yet. Families crumble under the rumble of relaxed lifestyles. Wild and untamed, the broken unframed, 8x10 with burnt edges, I am. Fire made me run from the only place that I felt comfortable. An apple would do me good, but the sour taste will have to do for now. I walk a thin line between walking a thin line and pretending to. I'll stop running in other people's voices when the choice presents itself. This year it's coming, I can feel it, but it's not seen there when I look for it yet. Bury my nose in a book for a minute and look up only when I want the sun to burn my eyes. Tears put out the flames for the names I've forgotten. I've made an honest effort to avoid comfort and not leave anyone behind. But feet get stuck in the sand when shoes land in convenient corners. I run towards the sun or away, whatever direction I happen to get pulled today. And scratching chain link fences, yesterday means nothing after tonight. Riding by window light next to sleeping strangers, helplessly arranged. Part of my characteristics and pheromones, if you will, for a long day. Riding together aimless to a common destination with different purpose. I left my heart in a guest room closet in Portland one more time, just despite what I might have lost in Aspen. I wanna know where and when the magic happens and doesn't stay with you. I enjoy listening to other people's opinions, then brushing them off with a childish smile. Sometimes you get what you want and other times you get nothing. It's something really better than torturing yourself nightly. Lifeless cigarettes burn and the people die slow. Wearing a dust mask and a dust cloud of nuclear fallout. Like bringing a peace pipe to a gun show or a sword with a crucifix for a handle. Let Jesus do all the killing while the blade reaps for fallen glory. I've seen the same movies over and over again with different titles. I can't explain the moment if you weren't there to see it. Happy with the construction job is like dying without traveling. There's people who think in different languages and express global compassion outwardly. Delirium is sugar in my coffee, wake up, I never went to sleep. If I give you change, will it ever occur? I blind myself with constant questions. My pen cuts to paper and grades indentions, pages thick. My words are sick of me watching, so I close my eyes and place my trust in glides and ballpoint fate. Hopefully they'll demonstrate what I was thinking when I was sinking awake. There's an old saying, it goes, nobody knows what the fuck is going to happen next. Why don't we take the chances of gravity holding us down to advance on the cycle or circle of life that we're living and constantly giving up? Why don't we take the chances of gravity holding us down to advance on the cycle or circle of life that we're living and constantly giving up? Jumps the boogeyman.
The Pope and the President.
This is church and state, business and pleasure. B-boys and bullseyes, a series of bullies and tourniquets burning in flawless design. Rome wasn't built in a day, but God was greater. The sky, the answers lie in a smoldering pot of confusion, embedded in rhetoric, coated and folded and eaten by mindless beasts who feast on the fact that we're gullible sacks of desire, conditioning, listening, eagerly awaiting instruction. Self-destructive animal farm. Disarm the dinosaurs holding the hierarchy. Invert the pyramid, live off the irony. Too many people in power results in a shower of sentiment. Chaos is imminent, laws upon law permits flaws of morality, driven by salary, backed by the cavalry, bullets fly.
Americans cry.
When America cries, the world listens. Do me a solid and switch the positions. If others would do unto us as we do unto them, would the means justify the end? Or are we an evil disguised in prosperity, bathing in blood and destroying humanity, plaguing the very existence of anything other than trying to cover the world in our product,
eclipsing the sun with our nuclear dicks?
Why don't we take the chances of gravity holding us down to advance in the silence?
Why don't we
take the chances of gravity holding us down to advance in the silence?
Why don't we
take the chances of gravity holding us down to advance in the cycle of life that we're living and constantly giving up?